This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
And just like, you know, oh, I don't want him to sit. I want him to start right away. Again, you're not thinking. The offensive line, the running game, lack of experience, no offseason. No, I want him to start right away. Even though it makes no sense to start him right away because it's not a regular offseason, but that's what I want. Because he's the number one pick. He's number five overall. And then what was the other line he put? Tua learning is bullcrap. The best quarterback starts. Oh, DraftKings, FanDuel, my man. You couldn't be more off on that statement, my brother. Okay? Nothing wrong with sitting down and learning. And there's, again, this is the part that I think a lot of you, like DraftKings, doesn't understand. There's no hurry here. What are we rushing to? You realize the Dolphins have sucked for 20-something years, right? You do realize that, right? And they haven't won anything for 40. So Chris Greer and Brian Flores are trying to build something sustainable. So in order to build it to be sustainable, you got to make it work first. So let's first build up the offensive line, get that running game going. Howard, Breida, all these cats are contributing. Fitz has got them all in a groove, right? Devontae's healthy, kicking ass. Preston Williams back. Gesicki's making plays. All that stuff, right? And then you bring Tua in. So then you allow his skill sets to then help take the offense to another level. But if the kid has to come in and run for his life and take hit after hit and the running game is not consistent and the offensive line is a sieve, and how's he going to play well? And then he's taking shots that he doesn't have to take. That's why you have Fitz here. That's why you have Rosen here. Because early on, if Fitz isn't playing well and neither is the offense, guess who I want in there? I want Rosen in there. I don't want Tua. Rosen's healthy. Never had a big injury. He's been in the NFL 2 years. He's seen a lot more than Tua. I want Rosen in there. I don't want Tua. To me, if you want Tua in there right away, you don't understand football, you don't really get it, and you're willing to sacrifice and ruin your future with the team by doing that. Again, there is no hurry. None. At all. I don't understand what the hurry is. I get it. Our team has been terrible for a long, long time. But I want Flores and Greer to build this up so it's not 2008. It's not 2016. It's not 2001. You understand what I'm talking about? The few playoff experiences that meant nothing, that you were building on nothing because you weren't coming back? That's not what I want. I don't want to kill myself to just win 9 or 10 games and sneak into the playoffs and then it's over and I got cap problems because I bought too many guys just to sneak into the playoffs. No, dude. I want to build this up with a whole bunch of young guys, teach them all how to win, get a cycle of young guys going, keep the ones that I need are core players, get rid of the others, use them as compensatory picks, and now start the cycle. The cycle of you got good guys, you got great players, and then eventually you get off that gravy train before it's over and you're turning it over. And now you're consistently good and you're constantly finding talent. And if you can find Preston Williams undrafted and if you can find Davin Godchow in the 5th round, then that tells me when Chris Greer's got a team that's winning and picking late in the 1st round, he's going to find somebody. He doesn't have to have a top 5 pick to pick somebody. Anybody can find a good player top five, but can you find Xavier Howard in the second round? Yeah, I can. Oh, okay, great. That's what we need. We need the GM that when you start winning, he can maintain the winning by finding talent later on in the draft. And so far, he's kind of proven that he can do that. So now we'll find out if he builds the cycle up and does what Shula used to do all the time, win and maintain winning. Even though he was picking late in the first round every stinking year, but somehow or another, they were a winning team. Pat Riley's teams are rarely in the lottery. And they find ways to win every year, pretty much. That's what we want. This whole thing about let's rush, rush, rush. What are we rushing to? You know, it's that line from Colors when the older cop is telling the younger cop, who's Sean Penn, and the older cop is the bald guy who's a hell of an actor. What's his name? Ah, damn it, what's his name? He's in Days of
you
Thunder.
You get out there and surf.
He's in Days of Thunder.
Apocalypse Now, man.
Apocalypse Now.
You get out there and surf.
God, he's such a good actor. What's his name, man? I'm so pissed I'm forgetting his name because it's insulting I'm forgetting his name because he's such a good actor. And come on, man. Somebody help me out. One of you have to know who I'm talking about. Anyway, so he... There was that moment where Penn wanted to attack really quick, go get the gangbangers, and he was like, "You ever hear the joke of the older bull and the young bull?" And he says, "Hey, look at all those cows down there. Let's run down there and go f them." And he goes, "Hey, why don't we just walk down and f them all? You know,
let's go down there and get one." And you're like, how about if we just walk down there
and get them all?
And get them all.
Right? Robert Duvall. Thank you. Robert Duvall. That's it.
Phenomenon.
Excellent actor. Excellent actor. So that's what this is. This isn't about rushing in to get a 10-win season like 2016 and 2008 and 2001 and then follow it up with nothing. Because you're killing yourself trying to just get there for one trip. That's not what we want anymore. Let's build this team up so that way they're going to the playoffs this year, next year, the year after, and every year they're a contender like the Ravens, like the Patriots were, the Steelers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like the Dolphins used to be. That's what this is all about. It's not about rushing down there for one, man. I don't know. We got to get in the playoffs. No, man. That's not the big picture. We got to win a Super Bowl is what it is. It's not about 1, 9, 10, 11 win season. It's about many of those double-digit seasons. It's about having many opportunities to go to the playoffs. Because if you only go to the playoffs in 01 and then 08 and then 16 and you haven't been back since, it's because the league was made up for you to be 500. So every once in a while, you're going to sneak into the playoffs. Doesn't mean that you're a substance team. You know? So let's... A little patience. I know it has sucked to deal with this team for 20-plus years, but they're not going to overcome and build a dynasty or build a perennial winner overnight. It takes a little while. So let's give them some time, and please give Tua time to grow. I think that's really the important part.